from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Glad to be here with you on Sports Daily. It is Jacob Albrock and Tommy Caster. We are getting you ready for, a football day, a big day on the Major League Baseball schedule as we get the Royals opening up a series down in Houston. Brady Singer takes the mound against Hunter Brown. Pitching-wise, there have been a lot of times, Tommy, throughout this season where we've gone through and looked at the pitching matchups and been like, okay, let's evaluate this from the starters. I don't know that we're at that point anymore with the current state of the Royals rotation with a couple injuries. At the moment, Cole Reagans appears to be on the docket to start that third game. We assume that will be the case. So then it would go Singer, Lugo, Reagans, Marsh, because Lorenzen is now on the IL. I guess it's, for me, it's kind of, I'll believe it when I see it a little bit. Cause I just don't know if he's going to be ready to bounce back that quick, but does it even really matter?
Well, I do think that it is important to note historically the way that the Royals have approached injuries. And I know we talked to Mike Gillespie on Tuesday about this specifically with Reagans, that if it's something serious, usually the Royals don't come out and say anything at all. Matt Couturier was fairly definitive that Reagans was fine. And usually when that happens, that means that the player is typically fine. So I'm not at that point where I'm like, oh, I'll see it. You know, I got to see it to believe it that Reagans is okay. Until he gets scratched from the start, I'm anticipating him being out there and hopefully him being effective and bouncing back from what's been a sort of rough stretch for Reagans as of late. So that's kind of the way that I'm approaching this. As far as the game tonight is concerned, you know, Brady Singer had a really bad outing his last time out against the Phillies. That was one of the games that the Phillies blew the Royals out last weekend. But the last time Brady Singer faced the Astros was early in the season, and it was a resounding victory for the Royals, and they just beat up on Houston. The opposing pitcher tonight for the Astros was the same opposing pitcher in that game at Kauffman earlier this season. It was Hunter Brown, and Brown gave up a ton of runs to Kansas City. All in all, I do like this matchup tonight, and we've seen it before this season, and the Royals came out on top pretty definitively.
Yeah, Singer is impossible for me to guess at which one we're going to get. I don't know, you know, because his style in the Astros are favored tonight, but it's odd with Singer because Singer's kind of going to do what he does, and it would be a little strange. I would think the Astros are a team that would typically, and they didn't in that meeting earlier this year, be good against Singer because they can hit the ball out of the yard. The other team's going to put the ball in play when Singer's on the mound. So we'll see. We look at this. It's a 4-game set. Same as Cleveland. Good with the split here. I think I'm probably good with the split, considering the state of the rotation.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so, I'd be good with the split, considering the uncertainty in the rotation right now.
Yeah, I think that is probably a fair expectation going into this weekend. I think in my mind, it has less to do with the opponent. And I know that the Astros have been hot and cold, and they're not particularly hot right now. At one point, they were the hottest team in Major League Baseball, and they've cooled off, you know, pretty significantly since that time. It's not about that. It's not even about the fact that the games are in Houston. It's the fact that this is an extremely grueling stretch of baseball for Kansas City, and more so from the fact that they've already played four straight games this week, four in 3 days, and they're continuing this road trip. They flew from Cleveland to Houston, immediately following the day game yesterday, and they don't get another break for a week. And so it's an already tired bullpen. It's a rotation that has dealt with some injuries and issues over the last few days. And I think that that could potentially also extend, you know, to the lineup as well with a little bit of fatigue. So knowing all of that and bringing all of that together, yeah, I think I would feel pretty good about getting out of Houston with a split this weekend.
I hope for a split. I hope for us. But the good news is, though, they have some cushion, right? And this is what you like to see as much as anything about Cleveland. They do sit now still a game behind Cleveland with the loss yesterday. But when you look at the wild card, the cushion we've been talking about exists at the moment, right? You're 2.5 clear of Minnesota. You're 3 clear of Boston, who's won a couple of row. And Detroit just decided they're not going to lose any more baseball games, apparently. As they've climbed back into the mix, as has Seattle. So, you know, where it looked like for just a minute there, it might space out and there weren't as many teams, it looks like now that's changing again. And Detroit is very much in the mix. Tampa's staying in the mix. So there's a lot of teams that are still behind you. So, you know, the avoiding landmine part of this portion of the schedule is still important for the Royals, but it is very nice to see a little cushion. Houston is a head-to-head, you know, factor in these outcomes too, because Houston right now leads the West, but they could very much get past in the West, and then they're a wild card team you're contending with. So that exists, you know, not to the same degree certainly as it did against Cleveland or will against Minnesota, but very much when we look at the playoffs overall, Tommy, this is a team that they could be competing with head to head for a playoff spot.
Yeah, I think that that is important to keep in mind, because although the Astros have kind of declined a little bit as of late, they haven't played their best baseball, they're still in a position to be a playoff team, no doubt about it, whether they win the division or they get one of the wild card spots. I think that it's fair to say that with the talent on their roster that they've underachieved, I would say, the entire course of this season, outside of a couple of stretches where they've been really, really hot. It's unlike what we're used to seeing from the Astros over the last, decade or so of when they've been pretty consistently good over the years. And so it's a little bit uncommon, I think, to see the Astros in this sort of hot and cold situation that they're in. The danger in that is that even though they're more cold than hot right this second, they do have the talent in their roster to flip that switch pretty quickly. And so the Royals need to be on guard for that this weekend. You can't go into this series and let your guard down. One thing about Hunter Brown, by the way, is that, you know, he's faced the Royals twice. And I mentioned that the outing back in April, his ERA overall taking on the Royals in the two starts that he's had against Kansas City, he's got an ERA approaching 37. So it's not been a good couple of outings that Hunter Brown has had against Kansas City. You better believe that the lineup has taken note of that. Like, hey, we can hit this guy. We did it a few months ago at Kauffman. We can do it again tonight, and we can start this 4-game stretch off with a bang. But one thing to keep in mind, when we talked a lot about the rotation's fatigue issues and injury issues, Brady Singer has not been good at all in his last four turns through the rotation. I think we can call a spade here.
Yeah.
He's had an ERA over 6 over his last four starts. His, you know, opposing OPS, the batters he's faced in those four starts, is approaching 900. So, you know, he's got to find a way to get that turned around. And I think that it can absolutely start tonight when you're taking on, yeah, an Astros team that has a significant amount of talent, but also is a little bit cooled off right now. That's an opportunity, I think, for Brady Singer to kind of flip that script.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It is, and I don't, you know, he's tricky for me, Tommy. Like, and he always, always has been, because he kind of is him no matter what, right? Like, I don't know. I guess when I watch Singer pitch, I don't see a lot of difference in what you see game to game. It looks the same. It feels the same. But the outcome can be way different. Whereas some pitchers, like, you can look at them and be like, oh, they have their stuff today. You know what I mean? I've always thought that about Singer. Like, I love watching him pitch. Because he's going to get up there, he's going to move quick, he's going to do his thing, he's doing all of those things, and then it's more on what the opponent does with it. I know it's more complicated than that, obviously. It's just not quite the same when we watch it happen. And you're right, it's been very bad lately. And they kind of need him to step up now. But he does, and he had a good start against Cincinnati, by the way. He had a six-inning, no runs allowed start. But that was the only one that hasn't been at least three runs.
Yeah, over now, the entire last four starts combined, yeah, that ERA is pretty high.
Yeah, and so that should alarm you even more.
Yeah.
You got to consider he went six innings of scoreless baseball against Cincinnati. But I will say this. He's gone less than five innings zero times in his last seven starts. Okay, so he's going to battle for you. He may give up four, five, six runs, but he's going to battle for you. He'll get you through the fifth inning, and oftentimes he'll get you deeper into the game, even when he might be giving up some runs. If I'm looking at the starting rotation, Singer's not the one I'm worried about. Well, I'll put it that way. Not that that means I think he's going to come down and shut down the opposition every time. I think he's just going to continue to be what he is all year, which is when he's on, he is. The other team really struggles, and when he's off, it can get out of hand in a hurry. There's not much in between. He's not the one I'm worried about. I'm worried about Lugo running out of gas. I'm worried about Reagan's running out of gas. You know, I'm worried to a lesser degree about Waka, for sure. He's the one I'm least worried about Singer. I'm actually least worried about Waka. But Singer's not the one I'm concerned about. We'll put it that way. It's Reagan's. It's Lugo. And it's now Marsh to some degree, although I think Marsh will battle for them. Those are the guys I think that have been more obvious in their, you know, their fatigue. I don't know that I'd say Singer seems fatigued as much to me as those others.
Yeah, I don't think the fatigue factor really plays into it a whole lot for Singer, because I take a look at the main other guys in that rotation, probably what outside of Reagan's. Lugo is older. Waka is older. Lorenzen is older. You know, Singer's not. And so I don't think it's been really a fatigue factor necessarily for Brady Singer. I think you want to protect against that because, you know, you want to have Singer fresh and good to go when you're approaching the playoffs. But that's not a major concern for me. It's just the consistency. I don't fault fatigue for that. I just fault sometimes he goes out and he's really right. Solid, and other
totally
times he's
agree.
Not.
I totally agree. I don't think it's fatigue. Like, yeah, when we watch Lugo pitch and he struggles, you're like, he looks gassed, right? He just doesn't look like he did. You know, Reagan's, it's been less of a concern, but I think we maybe are starting to see it a little bit. And we'll see Lorenzen's hurt. It sucks because Lorenzen got hurt not pitching, right? Covering the bag. We're spinning in circles here with Singer because it is the overall feel for the team. You need the offense to step up. You need the bullpen to be better. And it is a dangerous, dangerous series against Houston, who has the capability when they're on of being the best team in baseball. Flat, period, if they're going right, if they're on that sort of groove, they are probably the best team in baseball. So hopefully the Royals can contend and do what they did in Cleveland and have that swag and, you know, get to them early and do all of those things and get a little more help from the starting rotation than they did against Cleveland in that series. All right. So we have our giveaway set up for Cody Jinks. Let's set up our other giveaway here. It's for HTO, iced tea and free rain coffee. We'll get you a free iced tea, more than 20 flavors to choose from, and a free rain coffee, which is coming iced or hot. There are two new options for you, mocha butter pecan or dirty chai apple crisp. Those come iced or hot. You can get your hands on one of those. Try it out. All you got to do is text the keyword tea, T-E-A, to the short code 20357. That's T to 20357. Good luck, everybody. Good luck on the Cody Jinks giveaway. We're going to come back. We'll take you around some of the other headlines. You know another team that starts tonight? Colorado. It's like the trendiest upset pick going. What do we... I'm so lost on Colorado. We'll talk about that and some other headlines around the sports world when we return on Sports Daily.
...97.5 and 1240 KFH.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.